Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Redus steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redus moves to third. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Redus scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Karkoviche for a passed ball. Laudner moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Jim Wynn now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Ozzie Gielen pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Al Newman now playing second base. Roy Smalley now playing third base. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gielen moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill bunts towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to third for the out. Redus moves to second. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Redus scores. Hill moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Ozzie Gielen now playing shortstop. Jim Wynn now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Berenguer, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to second. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Twins. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is walked intentionally. Brian Clark now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 7-5, Twins. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gagne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Davidson scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 8-5, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive towards short. Gielen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Sal Butera now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Brian Clark. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Twins. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Calderon hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.